Namo Vishnupadaya Krishnapastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivasesha Sunyavadi Prashkati Desutarane Om Aginatamanandasya Jana Jana Sulakaya Chakshu Samilatan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam upakadamayam dadati sapandantikam. Manchakalpa tubhyascha kripa sindhu paiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Many of the questions that I've been asked is the most the saddest to answer. And that question is always, how do I take it with me? How do I take the ease of chanting, the association of devotees, the sweetness of Braj? How do I take that with me without trying to lift up Giriraj Govardhan and put him on the plane and all the devotees in the tent and etc., etc., which isn't so practical. How do we take it with us? How do we take it with us? Well, we can't really take it with us, but the blessing attached to that is we can't really forget it either. We can't really forget how nice it is to have nothing else to do, the great fortune it is to have nothing else to do other than to chant Krishna's holy names in the association of devotees as japa and as kirtan in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. The place itself is so, I don't want to use the word magical, but I don't know what else to say. There is such an atmosphere attached to the dust of Sri Vrindavan, to the association, the kind and benevolent association of Giriraj Govardhan and the Jamuna River and the devotees. There's just so much sweetness attached to that that it naturally melts our heart. But then at some point, after we say Jai Jai Si Radhe Sham for the last time during the retreat, and then we take our prasadam, and then the bus starts honking. The inevitable happens is that we get on the bus. So what to do? Please don't ever forget your time here. Don't forget Giriraj Govardhan. Don't forget the dust of Vrindavan. Don't forget the happiness of the association of devotees. And don't forget the mercy of Sisi Gornitai, Radha Govinda, who are there, and of course Srila Prabhupada and Giriraj Govardhan. Don't forget. You can't forget. This is the fortune of sanskaras, the impressions made in the consciousness, in the mind, by this experience for our 6 days together under the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. We can't forget it. We get a glimpse of what spiritual life is really the sweetness of spiritual life that's possible. We get a glimpse in Vrindavan, in our taking shelter of the holy names, of what's possible with by increasing our Krishna consciousness, our absorption in Krishna consciousness. So don't forget, and please come back. Also, come back if you can come back every year. That's wonderful. We both of us like to speak about the holy names and about Krishna, about Krishna Katha. But what can we do unless there are devotees to speak to and to chant with? I found for me one of the nicest experiences I had here was the morning where where I was chanting japa with the devotees. It's very hard to sit for so long, but yet it was so nice to remember that the fortune, how fortunate we are just to be sitting here in the view of Giriraj Govardhan, but with nothing else to do except to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. What a fortune that is, to be with Krishna in this easily accessible form of the holy names in Vrindavan. And of course, we when we think of our fortune, we have to think of Srila Prabhupada, who left Vrindavan with a big net, a net that will last for so many hundreds and perhaps thousands and thousands of years, to capture all of us and so many souls, and put that net upon his shoulder and bring us to Vrindavan in the spiritual world. Yes. Now, what to do? Maybe Maharaj will speak more in a practical way about that. But I also wanted to say one last thing and ask all of you to help with this one last thing, that we have a great desire to build our Govardhan Retreat Center so that we could have these retreats in the most friendly of all circumstances that we will hopefully create. And we have, I don't know how most of you may be aware of this, but we have a very wonderful piece of land on the other side of Jatipur, a little back from the Parikrama Marg, and it's quite quiet. But the mercy of, there's a nice Giriraj Darshan, we see more of the hill. This is from the roof of Balkrishna Bhavan. That's it's not quite like that, but it's still very, very wonderful, and the soothing presence of Giriraj is very there. And we have quite a big piece of land. It's a bit bigger than the MVT land right behind Krishna Balaram Mandir, so it's quite a big size. And we want to have our tents and our nice dwelling places that will be less austere than Balkrishna Bhavan, and there will be hot water even. And we'll even bring some monkeys over in case you really like monkeys. And have a kitchen that's set up, and it will be set up from the very beginning. And this is our desire, to make a facility where the devotees, the followers of Srila Prabhupada specifically. I didn't mean to insult you. So that the followers of Srila Prabhupada can do what Vrindavan is really meant for, is to chant and hear about Krishna in a peaceful circumstance. This is our desire. And right now we have the land, and the construction has started, and it's going on, but there is a little bit of legal problem with the land, and we hope that will be removed quite soon. But I humbly request you to all face Giriraj and just pray that that the legal problem is removed, and that we can have this facility as a service. We don't have any desire to enjoy anything from it. Our enjoyment will be that devotees will have a nice facility to hear and chant about Krishna, and under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Giriraj Govardhan, surrounded by the merciful dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So if you could all add your prayers to our continuous prayers, that Giriraj be merciful to us and remove the legal obstacle and let the construction go on unimpeded until we can have our first Govardhan retreat there. So please pray for a moment, and then Maharaj will speak.